criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
This is the People's War. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human beings.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes the orient. Makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Rick, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
Insanity runs in my family. Practically gallops.
No stems, no seeds that you don't need. Acapulco Gold is.
This is Jake, the most acid I've ever seen anybody eat in my life. Wow, man!
Fire it up, hold up.
Why don't you get a job, Spicoli?
What for?
You need money.
All I need are some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
Welcome and thanks for tuning in to Revolution Radio. And now it's time for that feral hippie herself, an infotartic, esoteric, eclectic mix of the adventures of that feral hippie, Miss Mona Radler.
What are you people? On dope?
That was my skull! I'm so wasted!
Make a move and the money gets it.
Dave's not here!
All right, Mona, it's all yours. Take it away.
Hello. Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. We are listener supported on this 16th day of August, 2022. Yeah. Okay. All kinds of things going down and around on this kind of situation of people thinking that they're better and bigger than everybody else. They're entitled. Yeah. Yep. People think they're entitled. It's just so amazing. Just, oh my gosh. Yep. Some people just think that they're entitled. They don't have a clue. They can't even change their perspective because they're so dead set into stuff that, just sad. And if people think I want to play their games, you know, because they have a clue. Funny, honey. Where the hell do they really think they have a clue? That's just too funny. I mean, we're all just assuming. But, oh, they gotta argue their signs of it. Because they know the truth, they know the facts, they know the reality. Funny, honey. Okay, let's see. Is it this one? No, it's not that one. Is it this one? Yeah, it's this one. This was just something that I came across, and I thought it was rather interesting. Because there's so many dialogues out there and so many conditions and things that basically you're allowed to your opinion. I mean, you really should be allowed to have your opinion and your ideologies, etc., etc. But that doesn't make it right, and it doesn't make it so. So I decided I guess I'd play this just because.
John Nolan here. One of the most important things in my life is the health and well-being of my family. And one of the products that we absolutely love to use and have had amazing results with is Z-Stack. It's Dr. Zelenko's Immune Booster, and it really, really does the job absolutely well. Now, as most of you know, Dr. Zelenko recently passed away, but he's left behind a legacy with Z-Stack and his other products, and also the Dr. Zelenko Freedom Foundation. So every time you purchase Z-Stack to help boost your immune system and the immune system of your family, 10% of the profits will also automatically go to the Freedom Foundation. So I encourage you to check it out, Z-Stack by Dr. Zelenko. Use the link and the coupon code in the description. Save and also help the foundation. Hey, Inspire Tribe, my fellow freedom lovers, it's John Nolan here. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for liking. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for subscribing and hitting the notifications button so you get notified about new videos every single time. All right, let's dive right into it. One of the questions that we get over and over and over again, how will we awaken the masses so we can break this control system, this great reset AI-controlled agenda? And I understand that if you look at the current world population, you look at 7.953 billion people, so almost 8 billion people, and then thinking that you would have to at least awaken half of them, 4 billion, it's an almost impossible task, and it leaves you hopeless. So let's bring that hope back, because I think we got the numbers game wrong. I think we can clear that up, and let's get into some practical advice as well. So please stick around for the whole video. So first of all, if we go from, you know, take about 7.95 something billion people today, then I believe that we need to look at a much, much smaller number. Now, my research, my intuition, my observation have shown me over many years that most likely only a tiny fraction of those 8 billion are actually real people. Now, what do I mean by that? This sounds crazy, but all evidence points to the fact that most people are just NPCs or backdrop people, non-player characters. They're not real people. They don't have a real human spirit, a real life. They are like extras in a movie. They fill in the space. This sounds crazy, but I've read many books by Dolores Cannon. She goes into the backdrop people. I've taken this all to the test multiple times. My own observation shows the same thing. And research into other observers over the decades and centuries show the same thing. The vast majority of people out there seem not to be real people. They are like bio robots. They are not like you and I are. Now, how many people are actually real people? Some people say 5%, some people say 3%. My theory is actually lower than that. It's around 1.6%, which is roughly phi, the number phi, the golden ratio that we find everywhere in nature, in the human body, in the DNA, in music, in art, in architecture. We find it everywhere, phi, the golden ratio. So if the real number of real people is the percentage, 1.6 something, it brings us down to about 250 million people, give or take. Now, 250 million real people, that is, of course, a whole different ballgame. So how many of those would we actually need to awaken for this charade to be fully over? Again, I think we should go back to the number 5 here, and I would say 1.618% of the real human population. So 250 million people, that brings us down to a few million people that need to fully awaken to their true potential in order for this game to be game over. But why do I say that? Why don't I talk about 40% or 50% or 60% or the majority? Because there is a concept in science and nature that is called the 100th monkey effect. It has been proven over and over again. What it says is that a species learns something new and evolves by a fraction of that species learning it through experience, and the rest then is infused with that new information through an invisible information field that a lot of people call the morphogenetic field. So once this information is in the field, 100 monkeys, that's just one number, have learned something, all monkeys in the world are infused with that new knowledge, and they don't have to go through the experience. They have that knowledge now. It's just within them. This has been shown over and over again to be true. So that's why real revolutions and changes never require the majority of the people. They just require what people call the critical mass. I believe the critical mass is actually just at 1.618%. I think that's fine. So that is only a few million people that need to awaken to their true purpose, to their true being and who they really are. I believe we're already there. And if not, we're very close to that point. That's why I don't recommend that you go around try to wake up people that are fast asleep or aren't even real people, backdrop people, non-player characters. It's completely useless. You will be drained of your energy. You won't be able to focus on your own beautiful light and shining that. And there's nothing you can do for people who don't want to help themselves, even when they're your spouse or your sister or your father or your aunt or someone you dearly love. If they don't want to help themselves, there's nothing you can do for them. You will kill yourself in the process. But on the flip side, if you pay attention to your own light and keep shining it brighter, brighter, and brighter, you will be that lighthouse. You will be that beacon everywhere you go, and people will resonate and they will want to be in your presence. They will follow you because they will feel it. And that's how they themselves then begin to awaken. So you as an awakening being mainly need to shine your light and help those who want your help. And cease right now from helping anyone who doesn't want your help. Trust me on this one. Been there, done that, has never ever worked. Not a single time could I ever help someone who didn't want to help themselves. And I've stopped. I stop immediately. If someone is not willing, doesn't ask for it, doesn't take my hand when I offer it, I stop. I keep walking. I don't care anymore. Sounds harsh, sounds rough, but that's the truth, and that's the only way how this works. We need to focus on this critical mass. We need to focus on the 100th human or man, woman to go to into this awakening, symbolically speaking. A few million people, that is what we need. That's why we're shining our lights. That's why we want you to shine your lights. And again, whether my numbers here, my theory with phi is fully correct or not, even if the number of real people is somewhat higher, let's say the number of real human beings versus backdrop people or extras is 500 million, even then, I don't think the critical mass is that much more. So we are actually in a prime position with all these light workers out there, with all the information, all the knowledge, all the wisdom out there, to bring this shift about. I don't just believe in it. I know it's happening. And what is on the flip side of this beautiful shift? I think it's inexplicable, because there will be a lifting of the veil. There will be a deactivation of this grid, of this control grid. And when that happens, I think we will all feel like tons of weights have been lifted off our shoulders, off our hearts, off our spirits. I'm so excited about this time, and I encourage you, do not lose hope. If you want to understand more about the 100th monkey effect and the morphogenetic field, just type that into DuckDuckGo, whatever search machine you use. 100th monkey effect. Study this, and you will see the beauty in all of this. The invisible information field is our friend, the morphogenetic field. We got this. My fellow freedom lovers, we got this. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for being with us again. We love you. We appreciate you. And we'll be back with you again very
soon. Very soon, is what he tried to say when I wouldn't let him.
I'm going to talk about the law. And I know a lot of people just switch off at the thought of all that complexity that we perceive the law to be. But actually, what I'm going to describe is not only very simple, it is a deceit imposed upon the human race, generation after generation, on a scale that beggars belief and defies the imagination. And no, I'm not exaggerating. Common law, a lot of people might ask, what is that? Well, common law is the real law of the land, not the laws coming out of government agencies, and the institutions of state in general, not the laws administered by the police forces and other forms of law enforcement. Because people look in general, why wouldn't they? It's the way it seems, that there is the law, and that law applies to everyone. Not true. There are two different systems of law. One they don't want you to know about, and the other one they want you to believe it's something that actually it isn't. And this appreciation of the difference between common law and what is called statute law offers a way to disconnect yourself and, it seems, your business from the impositions of law imposed currently in all the nonsense by governments and its agencies. A little bit of background about where statute law, the law of government, actually came from and what it is. So, common law is a very simple system of law, which includes basically do no harm. And if you keep within the parameters of do no harm, then common law is all fine and dandy with that. But then there's another set of laws called statute laws. Where did that come from? Well, long ago, the system of law we now call statute developed when countries started trading with each other, and the merchant ships were and the sail ships were going around the world, and commerce on a ever increasingly global scale began to emerge, and they developed laws, corporate laws, laws only applicable to corporations in this trading system. And the flag on the ship was, for instance, very important, because whatever the flag the ship was flying indicated the law that applied when you entered that ship. And this became known as the Law of the Sea, Admiralty Law, and it very much connects into the systems of Roman law. But there then came a time when the cabal, the global cult, wanted to usurp, override, and effectively cast aside common law, which is nothing to do with government, and replace it with statute law, which is the law of contracts. Statute law, what was the law of the sea, has to have two corporate entities, two or more, and they have to contract with each other for one to have jurisdiction over another. There has to be agreement. That is the law coming out of governments all over the world. It's the law of contracts. And if you don't contract with them, and they have any word tricks and mind tricks to make you do so, but if you understand it, you can stop. If you don't contract with them, these laws have no jurisdiction over you. So what they did was they took the law of the sea, the law of contracts, corporate law, trading law, and they brought it ashore. And they imposed it upon the population. Well, the population thought, oh, this is just governments making law. No, no. Because statute law, the law of contracts, has to have contractual parties to have any influence or jurisdiction, what they did was they turned governments, government agencies, the police forces, I'm talking around the world, even fire services, local councils, social services, they turned them into corporations. Yeah, your government is a corporation. Its agencies are corporations. Law enforcement agencies are corporations. The courts are corporations, private corporations. And they had to be made so because under statute law, law of the sea, it only applies between contracting corporations. They use a lot of the law of the sea terms in their legalese for statute law. Why do you think that the accused person in a court stands in a dock? It's all a throwback to the law of the sea, which has been brought ashore. When I went to America, I've been to America before, but I went to America for the first time to talk about all this global conspiracy in 1996. And I traveled for 3 months, which is as much as I could on the visa. I went all over America, talking to nobody at the time, but I gleaned so much information. And what I noticed was that if I went into a federal building or I passed a federal building, or if I went into a school, I spoke in a school once and there it was, then I would see the president making a speech, and behind the president was the same thing. What? It was a American flag, but with a gold fringe around it. What's this gold fringe deal on the American flag in all these places? Well, that question can be answered by, what does the gold fringe indicate under the law of the sea, law of the flags? A gold fringe means you're operating under corporate law, some people call admiralty law, the law of contracts. So the courts are not independent organizations that administer justice to the people. No, it's a private corporation. And it's so well hidden that great numbers of judges don't even know that. And so you have this statute law. And I mean, everything comes out of government, all these COVID laws that are corporate law, needing contracts to apply. So They turned governments and agencies and all these things into corporations, private corporate entities, because they have to have corporation to contract with the people so that the statute law applies to the people. So how have they done that? Well, this is where the level of deceit is extraordinary. What do they say? The bigger the lie, the more we'll believe it. You are born a living, breathing child who develops into a living, breathing man or woman. Well, that's bloody obvious, isn't it? Ooh. But a living, breathing man or woman is not a corporate entity. Therefore, statute law coming out of governments and its institutions cannot apply to a living, breathing man or woman because it's not a corporate entity. So there's no contractual basis. So this is what they do. When you take out a birth certificate on your child, the government creates a fictitious corporate entity in your child's name, and it goes on for life with little tricks. So, okay, my name is David Vaughan Eich. That is the name given to the living, breathing man. They create these fictitious corporate entities in our name by putting Mr., Mrs. in front of them. So my fictitious corporate entity will be called Mr. David Vaughan Eich. They also use the trick of putting the corporate entity in all capital letters. You'll see, you'll get official documents and stuff from various sources, and your name will be in all capital letters. And they designate the corporate fictitious entity.
If you're not in control, then someone else is. Join me, Ivy West, for Voices on the Wind, Saturday. I discuss government, health, metaphysics, suppressed science, universal mysteries, little-known incredible facts, alternative energies, and even more than you can imagine. Won't you join us on Revolution Radio Saturdays for Voices on the Wind, with me, Ivy West.
There are lives in the balance, people under fire, children at the cannons. There are...
Because if your head's in the sand, your tail is a target.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the Internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio!
Join me and the Brian Ruse Show on Revolution Radio, Eastern Standard Time, every Tuesday night from 6 to 8. We talk about the four most vital things, in my view, affecting all of humanity. Number one is UFOs and aliens and their agenda for the advancement of humanity. Number two is the Jewish establishment's control over all aspects of human civilization. Number three, the truth about Adolf Hitler, how he was the opposite of what we've been told. Number four is Advanced Ancient Global Civilizations. Join me on the Brian Roux Show Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 on Studio B on Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of this program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener-supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps. The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
All righty then. Where did I put him? There him is. Okay, here we go.
A person. So, to disconnect from that, absolutely don't describe yourself as a person. Because if you acknowledge you're a person, you acknowledge that you are this fictitious corporate entity. So, what the trick is, the big trick, is to kid the population worldwide that you, the living, breathing man or woman, is this fictitious entity, corporate entity. So what happens is, through various manipulations, they get you to contract via this corporate fictitious entity with the corporations of government and institutions of state. And that then gives them the ability to impose their will upon the person, the fictitious entity, which the living, breathing man or woman also thinks is them. They think Mr. David Von Eich is the same as David Von Eich. It's not. But they want us to make us think that they're one and the same. Police officers, they overwhelmingly, the ones you interact with, will have no idea that they're actually administering corporate law, which requires a contract with whoever they're trying to impose their will upon. But they're given a spiel when they're laying out charges or laying out offenses. They're given a spiel. They don't know why. You go up the hierarchy, they know exactly why. Because of this. Phrases that are used in the course of conversation by the population that have a certain meaning to them have a very different meaning in legalese. This is another difference. Common law is lawful. Statute law is legal. These are different terms having different meanings. So you have all these law dictionaries which give all these different definitions for all these different phrases in legalese, but to the population they mean something else. I'll give you an example. When a police officer is telling you what you've done wrong and what you're going to be charged with or whatever, they'll say at the end, invariably, because this is the spiel, "Do you understand?" Now, to us, of course, it means, "Do you comprehend what I've just said?" That's not what it means in legalese. What "do you understand" means is, Do you stand under me? Do you acknowledge, basically, my power over you? Do you contract with me having power over you? Do you stand under me? So when a police officer says to you, do you understand? It's absolutely vital to say, no, I do not understand. I do not stand under you. Also to say to the officer and the council official, whoever it is representing this scam called statute law, to say to them right at the outset, you are dealing with a living, breathing man or woman. You are not dealing with a corporate entity. I do not consent to what you are doing, and I do not contract with you. Because unless we, as the corporate fictitious entity, contract with this system has no jurisdiction over us.
The website of a so-called news outlet, and I use the term lightly, or if you go to the website of a health department, also used lightly, you might think that this monkeypox thing is some huge crisis. There's actually a website, global.health, which has a map of the worldwide monkeypox outbreak with a bunch of countries, including this one, in dark blue colors representing major outbreaks. But here's the truth. Monkeypox is a complete fake sham, just like COVID-19. Monkeypox is COVID 2.0. I'm not making it up. Look at even the fake official numbers. Even the worst countries have only a few thousand cases. And that's nationwide. In the United States, there have been zero monkeypox deaths. And that's the case in almost every other country, too. Here's the truth about monkeypox. Yes, it is unpleasant, and it's painful, and it's embarrassing to have. But it is not a deadly pandemic. Here's another truth. The things that you have to do to get monkeypox are actually far more horrifying than the disease itself. In about one-fifth of monkeypox cases, the person testing positive had 10 or more sex partners in just the past 3 weeks. In The Lancet, an actual medical journal, scientists have logged the first case of human-to-dog transmission of monkeypox. Yes, the disease appeared on the anus of a dog owned by, you guessed it, two gay men.
No, God.
In other words, one of those men, or one of their many partners, raped that dog and gave it monkeypox. This is a disease for promiscuous gay men. They're men going to piss orgies and piggy parties. They're men who've already ravaged their immune system with one disease after another. Many of them are HIV positive. Many of them have horrifying parasites that normally are only seen in livestock. That is who's getting sick with this. Along with those who have subjected themselves to the bioweapon shot. So why are they pushing this panic? Well, it's obvious. First, because the health authorities want another disease to enhance their power and force us all back into masks.
Yeah.
And second, of course, by lying about this disease and acting like it's a threat to all of us, they hide the truth about gays. That most of them live depraved and disgusting and unhealthy and ungodly lifestyles that cause them to contract and spread loathsome diseases. At this very moment, there are left-wing activists and officials trying to force children back into face masks over this bogus fake epidemic, rather than just admitting the truth. that only those who have been injected with the bioweapon clot shot and only gay men and their pets and the children that they molest are going to get this disease. Dr. Jane Ruby joins us now to discuss this in greater detail. Dr. Jane, thank you so much for coming.
Of course, Stu. Look, I have to say, medically speaking, and I could be wrong somewhere down the line, but I don't subscribe to the fact that this is a gay disease. Gays get diseases like everyone else.
You heard the facts I cited. I'm citing facts. One-fifth
That's fine.
Of all of those That's diagnosed fine. Have been with 10 sex partners in the last 3 weeks. These are people who are spreading disease all over the place.
I don't want people to think that they are safe from whatever bioweapons are going to be dropped. You have to keep your antenna up. You can't just say, well, this is a gay disease, so you know what? I'm not going to worry about it. Whether it is or not, you still should worry about it. So I want to start there. I also want to tell people that these numbers are being ginned up, as you said. When you look at this first picture, the continents are, does this look familiar from 2020? The continents are filled with red. But you have to understand, there are just minor numbers. And I have to pull people back to the beginning, Stu. These numbers, these cases, they're based on a PCR. They have the audacity to bring this tool in that is not diagnostic.
That's because it's fake. It's all fake. The PCR test is 97% false positives. Go get a bunch of PCR tests at home and run it under your kitchen sink water.
Well, now let's take a look at New York City. New York City put out daily new cases on their, this is the New York City Health Department, okay? So I'm not getting this from some obscure, you know, right-wing source. This is from the New York City Health Department website. And this picture of daily new cases, when you look at these graphs, Stu, look at them. They're frightening. They shoot up to the top. But if you really look carefully at it, look at the y-axis. That's your vertical axis in any graph. These are not multiples of anything. These are less than 100, okay? And this is the y-axis, your horizontal, is your temporal axis. That is what's happening across time. So this is total BS. And here's the other danger, Stu, and I want to make people aware of it because I'm going to go right into it right after your show in my first segment. They are going to rush to get these shots. They are not going to know what they're getting. There are two, Jynneos and ACAM2000. Jynneos was never tested for monkeypox or shingles or anything else. It's only ever been tested for smallpox. But the other one, because Biden is screaming that this is a big emergency in the United States, which is scaring people to get them to go to these centers, and they're getting, because the stockpile is low, they're getting them to use something else that was approved called ACAM2000. And I want people to understand something. This is unprecedented. ACAM2000, this is breaking. You got to pay attention. ACAM2000 is a live smallpox virus. If you look at the package insert on the Sanofi Pasteur website, it already has a black box for myocarditis and pericarditis. Stu, this material is given to people with something called percutaneous injection, which is a double-pronged, it's like a bifurcated needle. It's sick. It is such a specialized route of administration that the average nurse or doctor has no idea how to do it. Not only that, Stu, but they say right in their package insert that for 6 weeks after you get inoculated with ACAM2000, you can infect your family, everyone around you, just by being in the same room with them. Not only are they setting people up for fear of monkeypox, but they're going to create a smallpox pandemic, a real living smallpox pandemic, if people belly up for ACAM2000.
How do we avoid this? I mean, honestly, incinerate the whole supply and arrest everybody responsible for manufacturing all of these shots.
I love that. Yes.
I would love to do that. I would love to. If I were the sitting president of the United States, that's what I would do, along with abolishing the IRS, the FBI, the DEA, and every other three-letter agency, including the CDC and the FDA. A lot of those people would be going to jail, or worse, actually,
yes,
because that's what they deserve.
Yes.
But how do we stop this? We're a lot harder to find than Hannity. He pushed the last shot. He's going to be pushing this one, too. People
sure.
All over major broadcast and cable news networks are going to be pushing this. So I guess the only thing that we can do is ask people to share this information. They are going to intentionally fake a pandemic so that they can intentionally usher in a real one that
exactly.
will actually hurt people, including children. And in the meantime,
and
they're
babies.
Forcing kids to wear face masks as a result of something that is fake. that the media is ginning up just like they ginned up COVID-19, which was fake, a man-made, chimerically engineered bioweapon intentionally released from a bioweapons lab in Wuhan, China. It was fake, just like the fake war that's happening in Ukraine, just like the fake reasons for the war, just like the fake actual events of the war, just like the fake shots, yep. Just like the fake elections. So, everything is fake. I'm telling you, everything is fake. People have to understand we're watching a huge movie right now, and we are the test subjects.
Stu, masks aren't going to do anything for monkeypox, smallpox, shingles.
They know that.
It doesn't do anything except probably make you sick in general from rebreathing your own filthy exhaust.
Okay, so what is this live smallpox the bioweapon called again?
It's called ACAM 2000. It is right on the package insert, Stu. It says smallpox vaccinia. Which by definition, but they do put a comma and write vaccine live, not live attenuated. Some viral, you know, vaccines, Stu, can be live, but they're attenuated, which means they can't replicate themselves. So they're really kind of innocuous.
No, but if they're actually warning that you can infect your friends and your family and your loved ones with smallpox after getting this thing, it's the same thing as these COVID-19 shots. They are self-spreading contagious. Yeah. Shots, bioweapons.
It takes 15 jabs with this bifurcated needle. It's so complex, and then you have to watch the area and you have to protect the area for 6 weeks because if anybody bumps up against it, they describe it all in the package insert. They can get infected. Imagine going home with these 15 jab points and you've got to protect it. How well are people going to do that? How are children going to do that? This, Stu, you asked what to do. I'm begging people to pay attention to this and don't comply. Don't go running off to get this. Everything that's been accomplished so far by these psychopaths is because you've complied. So it's
we don't even know how these people are affecting us with the shedding that's already happening from the first weapon of biowarfare that they released in these COVID-19 clot shots. We don't know if we're getting the spike protein. We don't know what's happening. We do know that everybody is symptomatic. They're having menstruation problems. They're having headaches. They're having fatigue. They're developing all kinds of different rashes. And now these people are going to be infected. If you thought you had to be careful about being in places where people are inoculated already, imagine now you're at risk of just getting the smallpox by going on a bus or a train or being in the airport or on a plane with other people. Or in a coffee shop, or what else? I mean, it's absolutely unbelievable. Dr. Jane will go into all of this in great detail on the Dr. Jane Ruby Show immediately following this program. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
You bet, Sue. Thank you.
Uncle Sam says you're a terrorist if you know vaccines are dangerous, but the real Osama bin Boosted are getting sick, and Fauci can't hide it. One man has had enough of the madness. There's a sheriff coming after...
Just ridiculous of what we have to go through to exist through these a-holes.
Welcome back. Chris Skye is a Canadian dissident who's repeatedly been arrested for campaigning against the mandates that force you to take a bioweapon or wear a Sharia face muzzle over your mouth. You might remember that we had him on the show after RBC Bank in Canada tried to freeze his bank accounts by saying that they couldn't verify his identity, despite him forking over everything from his passport to his marriage license. Christopher is still fighting the good fight and says now there's new developments in Canada crying out for attention. First of all, the food shortages tied with Canada and Sri Lanka and the Netherlands. And in the province of Alberta, specifically the city of Edmonton, there's reports of a mysterious virus affecting children in various daycare centers. The disease, or whatever it is causing children as young as 2 to develop breathing issues and blue lips. But according to Christopher, there is a complete media cover-up on what's going on. Ah, shocker. Chris Skye joins us now. Chris, what is this virus that's affecting kids?
Okay, well, first of all, they don't even know what it is. They're calling it a mysterious virus, and that's what they're calling it to the mothers. They don't know if it's an infection. They don't know if it's a virus. They don't know what's causing it. All I can tell you for certain is that a friend of mine had to go to the hospital for an unrelated reason, and while he was there, he ran into a friend of his who has a 2-year-old child who was in the hospital because they were having breathing issues and the daycare center noticed blue lips. And upon rushing her 2-year-old to the hospital, they realized multiple daycare centers in different parts of Edmonton and the Leduc area had children with the exact same symptoms from age 2, I believe, up to 5 or 6. I also know that They did start vaccinating the children here with the Moderna vaccine for 6-month-olds and up, which is really weird because most countries were banning the Moderna vaccine for under 30s. Even Canada delisted it and de-recommended it for people age 18 to 29. Denmark has stopped all vaccinations whatsoever for anybody under 18. And now Canada just approved this vaccination for children as young as 6 months old. I do know for a fact that the 2-year-old was not vaccinated. I can confirm that. But still, there's about half a dozen children that went into the hospital, and every single one of them needed to be put on oxygen. So that's telling you that their blood alcohol, blood oxygen level is low enough. That's probably, it's got to be lower than 93-94%, because that's when they start actually administering oxygen. People are still speculating what this could possibly be. Some people mentioned 5G. And I know people say, what the hell? How can 5G have anything to do with it? There's a certain frequency that 5G is supposed to run on, and it's called it's the true 5G. And if you do a search on 5G in the U.S., companies like AT&T are calling it 5G plus. The normal 5G is not really 5G. If you look at the fine print, to get real 5G, you need this new technology called 5G plus, and it requires many more towers spaced much closer together. In fact, to cover the entire United States in 5G plus, they said they need something like 1 million towers. Now, the military found out that at 60 gigahertz frequency, the millimeter wave technology that the 5G uses absorbs 98% of the atmospheric oxygen. So 98% of the oxygen within the field of range of a 5G plus 60 gigahertz millimeter wave tower electrically charges 98% of that oxygen with just a little bit of a different charge. Now, people, I talked to experts on blood and experts on hemoglobin in the last couple of days, and people are speculating that because we have the iron in our blood, and that's what binds to the oxygen molecule, and the iron in our blood has a specific charge, and the oxygen molecule has a specific charge. The postulation that I've been hearing from people that are experts in this field are that once the oxygen becomes negatively charged from that frequency, it becomes harder for it to bind to the hemoglobin, the iron in our blood, and it makes it harder for humans to use and absorb this oxygen. So basically what that means is anybody with compromised breathing, like a baby who doesn't have a high volume of blood and doesn't have large lungs, or an older person or anyone with lung conditions, is within a range of 5G, theoretically, they can basically be breathing but not be able to use the oxygen.
Well, that sounds like a real danger and a real pain in the ass. Why don't we just go back to this? Here, I'm going to put a picture on the screen. Here's the phone that the president spoke to the astronauts on when they were on the moon. Perfect reception from 240,000 miles away. It's got a cord on it. Look at this. This is the White House Oval Office telephone that they used in 1969. I think we should just go back to this. What a freaking joke. Why is the media covering up this mysterious virus? You said that there's a media cover-up of all of this.
Nobody is talking about it. The only people talking about it are the mothers who have the children in the hospitals. And no media wants to report on it. And the only reason is, I believe it's because they either know what it is and they don't want to tell people what it is, or they have absolutely no idea what it is and they don't want to cause a huge panic. But there's also a foot and mouth disease that's been prevalent within Saskatchewan and other places, but the symptoms are so different. I don't believe it's related.
There's a foot and mouth disease also found in what, 500,000 cattle? So now we have to put those things down as well. Just like the, 5 million chickens in Wisconsin or whatever it was, and the 10,000 plus cattle that died of heat exhaustion, of all things.
Yeah. Because
cattle can't live in the heat now, apparently.
Neither can people. If you saw 22 people died in 24 hours on Italian beaches, and if you saw in Alberta, the number one cause of death right now is unknown causes. For the first time in Canadian history, the number one cause of death is unknown causes. And if you look at the top 10 causes of death, 10 out of 10 of them are so-called adverse reactions from that poison jab that everyone's taking. But speaking of the animal calling, we really need to talk about the food supply, because this is the new movement and the new way that we believe we can galvanize people together in united non-compliance. Because everybody saw what happened with Sri Lanka. There was food riots. They ended up deposing their dictator, and they got a new leader. But who was that new leader? He was a guy straight from the WEF website. They literally didn't even change the picture for the news headline. They took the straight picture from the WEF website and put it there. And what did this guy do? He offered those people food security. They had to all download an app that would give them coupons for food so they'd be able to afford it and ration the amount of fuel they use. It is one step to the digital identity and one step closer to the universal basic income. And it was because they passed the new environmental regulations that demonized nitrogen emissions. CO2 is so passe. Now they're coming after nitrogen. And what is the number one polluter of nitrogen in all of the world? It is the agricultural sector, livestock, grain production, fruit and vegetable production, you know, our food supply. So now they are targeting the Netherlands, and that's why everybody sees the farmers and ranchers going crazy in the Netherlands, blocking streets, pumping manure on politicians' houses. It's because the Agenda 2030 plan is calling for a reduction in nitrogen emissions. And they've done all the studies, and they realize that by 2030, if we follow the globalist plan for climate change, we will lose about 30% of our overall food production in the Netherlands in that time. The Netherlands is the number one food exporter in all of Europe. So it won't just be catastrophic for the Netherlands. It'll be catastrophic for 500 million people in Europe and the people in Russia who all get massive amounts of export from the Netherlands. And if that wasn't bad enough, they are already done the exact same thing in Canada. Justin Trudeau, our fearless leader, signed the exact same agreement. And they are doing everything they can to put farmers out of business. They're doing everything they can to even buy out farmers. The UK, Netherlands, even Canada. There's literal government websites with special pages for farmers to fill out applications for severance pay and retirement pay to get out of farming. Bill Gates is now the number one farmland owner in the United States of America. And in Canada, they just launched and opened the largest for human consumption cricket factory in the entire world. Subsidized with Canadian taxpayer money and owned by Bill Gates as well. And
Ron Filipkowski, this guy on Twitter, I don't know.
Find some comfort at Willow's World. A variety of news, commentary and poetry at Willow's Poetry Corner, where there are comfy cushions and a tempting selection of delectable comestibles. A show that's quirkily and quintessentially British, with a unique twist featuring Willow Andreasen, your host. Join Willow Mondays and Thursdays, 2 till 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Studio A.
Join me and the Brian Ruse Show on Revolution Radio, Eastern Standard Time, every Tuesday night from 6 to 8. We talk about the four most vital things, in my view, affecting all of humanity. Number one is UFOs and aliens and their agenda for the advancement of humanity. Number two is the Jewish establishment's control over all aspects of human civilization. Number three, the truth about Adolf Hitler, how he was the opposite of what we've been told. Number four is Advanced Ancient Global Civilizations. Join me on the Brian Ruse Show, Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 on Studio B on Revolution Radio.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery, real natural law. Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Trip Rick every Monday night 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Riff, I've been thinking. Welcome to the crypt.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
Hey, all right, let's show them what we got here.
We now return to Revolution Radio's very own feral hippie, Mona Radler.
Welcome back. We're here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Remember, we are listener supported here on the 8th month, the 16th day, in the 22nd year of 2000. Oh, this is kind of hard to handle sometimes, I tell you what. But this is the way it is. This is the way it goes. And we're in deep trouble, people. We need to not fall for the pandemic BS anymore. so much going on that they're creating through the chemtrails, etc., etc. Beware, be aware. Just, oh my gosh. Pray, people. Time to pray.
Who this Ron Filipkowski is, but he's got a lot of followers. He is the pedophile enabling Ukrainian bioweapons cover-upper. He's got the Ukrainian flag. He's a simp for the Nazis. I guess he loves Nazis that are in Ukraine. This guy said that I was crazy when I said that Justin Trudeau was trying to shut down 30% of fertilizer use and production by 2030 and that he was going to force everybody to eat bugs. There is an actual cricket for human consumption factory that is subsidized by the government in Canada.
The largest in the entire world. It just became operational. It's in London, Ontario.
Can't make this
up.
And
if you don't think, and if that isn't bad enough, I just was at the Calgary Stampede. Alberta is known for our precious cattle, our beef. Everybody loves Alberta beef. And when you go to the Calgary Stampede, you want a steak sandwich. You know what they had this year at the Calgary Stampede? Hot dogs, all beef hot dogs made with beef from cricket or mealworm, which is a maggot. So now they're literally getting people used to eating all the same processed garbage products, but the beef is now going to be sourced from cricket and mealworm. So not only do they want you to own nothing and be happy, they want you to own nothing, be happy, and eat bugs. And exactly what you said, the 30% is the exact arbitrary target that they pulled out of thin air, and they want that 30% reduction in nitrogen by 2030. And they have already acknowledged it's going to cost the farmers billions of dollars a year. It's going to destroy the livestock industry, destroy our grain industry, which is the most important farming industry in all of Canada because we export it everywhere. And it's literally going to make food prices go up exponentially. We're already at around 20% inflation. Our gas prices, like yours, are ridiculous. You think your gas prices are bad? Our gas prices were over $8 a gallon, almost $10 a gallon in certain places just about a month ago.
I've got,
and that's not going to stop.
I've got about just a few minutes left here, but I got to ask you about this. This program reported on the sudden deaths of otherwise extremely healthy doctors in Canada. One of them was a 27-year-old doctor who died in a triathlon. What is going on with all these doctor deaths? Because we were called conspiracy theorists for reporting on this as well.
Well, it's definitely not a conspiracy theory. In the last 9 months, in Ontario alone, one single Canadian province that has 17 million people, 17 doctors died in the last 9 months. And it was an article written by a doctor who said he never even saw one of his colleagues die in the last 30 years. And now he's seen 17 people die in 9 months. In the 2 week period in Ontario, Canada, 2 weeks, 14 days, seven different doctors died. One of them was the triathlon athlete you mentioned. Another one was a swimmer. These people were all most of them were healthy. Two of them had cancer, but just suddenly dropped dead while they were at work. So they were healthy enough to go to work, but they still died. And that, like I said, this is now the largest cause of death. In fact, if you do an experiment, and I want everybody to end on this note, I did an experiment. I typed in increased chance of heart attack, Google News, to see all the headlines that they would come up with and all the new reasons that they were going to come up with people for dying of heart attack. I saw the most ridiculous headlines. Traffic noise will cause a heart attack. Daily nap will cause a heart attack. Sitting too long at work. Hot weather, cold weather, humid weather, scary movies, video games, virtually anything you can think of, they will now say will cause a heart attack. So they can give those people that injected their loved ones with a bioweapon and watched them die the plausible deniability that they didn't just kill their loved one. No, they just died because they played a video game for too long. Or that nap, that afternoon nap did them in.
The bad shower habit. Does he take, does he take daily showers? Well, no wonder he dropped dead.
Yeah, that was one of them. Thank you. You get it.
Christopher Sky, you are amazing. We miss you. You got to come back around more often. Thanks for being here today. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. God bless. I love you all. Don't stop fighting and use the to unite everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, they can't. They divided us with the masks, the vax, everything. Everybody needs to eat. I don't care if you took four vaccines and you wear three masks on your face. When your grocery bill goes up 300%, you're going to be on our side. So this is the way that we can unite everyone together. And there's no social stigma for fighting for your food security. What are they going to call you? An anti-fooder? I don't think so.
I got four seconds to a hard break. Got to go. Love you, bro.
Cheers.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design.
Yeah, but we know why it's happening and how it's being manifested. So what else can we do, right? Oh, it's too long. Oh, well, next time maybe. Maybe I'll just do this and then go back. Let's see. Yeah, that was just too long. That's just sad. Canada, because of Trudeau. I'm sure a lot of it is that, you know, because very sad. Very sad. Oh.
Keep your mouth shut, kid. Never speak about me. Ever in your life. Watch yourself around me. Because you'll be out here quick. Let me take my picture. Huh? Oh! Yeah. Shut your mouth. She's mad. She's going to be.
going too stiff. You're stiff as a board.
Well, what is this?
Again, it's the heart of the pack.
That's cold.
It's Stone Cold!
Oh, no.
You gotta watch it to see it, and this is not playable. But it's kind of funny, but it's still not playable. You gotta see it to get it. You can't just, you know. Okay. Whoops, where'd I go? Wrong thing. There we go. Did that work? Yeah, just crazy. Oh, craziness. Just, oh my gosh. Total, just craziness. Yep. Oh, it is. It's just getting more and more crazy out there. I mean, idiot. Somebody tried to fight with me in chat on Facebook. And I'm just like going, you really think you're going to be able to get away with that? Or even try it again? I don't think so. I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
If you don't think that there is an active attempt to control what information is being seen by the masses, well, then you're about to see something that is so unbelievably disturbing that you'll never forget it. In fact, this is something that you can experiment with on your own in about 30 seconds, and you'll see firsthand that there is something quite disturbing going on. Now, let me just jump into this so you can see exactly what I'm talking about. So here I am on Google, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to type in a controversial topic, which is, let's go with climate change, as this is something that is highly debated. And as you can see here at the top, we have about 6.68 billion results in a little more than half a second. So scroll to the bottom, and what we're going to do is we're just going to scroll all the way over to page 10, and notice that it still has 6.68 billion results. But what we're going to do is we're going to keep jumping forward as far as they'll let us go. And when you see what happens next, you're going to be quite surprised. So, okay, it goes to page 20, and then all of a sudden you have just 194 results. Where's the other 6 billion? Okay, here we go. In order to show you the most relevant results, we have omitted some entries very similar to the 194 displayed. If you like, you can repeat the search with the omitted results. Okay, let's do that. And as you can see, we have, again, 6.8 billion results in a little more than half a second. So bear with me as we continue this little exercise. As I assure you, it will be worth the wait. So here we go, right past page 20. And again, notice, so here we are on page 22, still at 6.8 billion results. But let's just keep going, and unfortunately, it only lets us go about 4 or 5 pages at a time. But bear with me, because you'll see in just a moment what happens. We're already at page 38. And notice just, and by the way, we're still at 6.8 billion results. Notice that, because that detail is going to become quite important. And notice that we still have mainstream articles all the way back. BBC, Sky News, .edu, Royal Society, all these .orgs. These educational ones, Pew Research. All right, let's go to page 42. Still, notice 6.8 billion search results. So let's keep going. Whoa, okay, page 45, only 443 results. Well, let's go back to page 44 and see what happens. Again, 6.8 billion it's back to. And notice we got different books all about man-made climate change, and we're destroying the earth, and all mainstream articles, and some YouTube videos. But notice that when you go back to page 45, it just stops. So I know what you're thinking. Well, let's just try a different topic. I'm sure you'll recognize this day. Okay, we have 8.46 billion results in a half a second. Let's do the same thing all over again. And I'll be as quick as I can. Okay, look, it stops right there on page two. Goes right down to 93 results. Okay, let's just deal with the omitted ones. And as you see, we're at about roughly the same amount, 8.35 billion. And let's repeat the same exercise. I'll go as quickly as I can. I know this is a little tedious, but this is something that you'll soon or you'll quickly be able to do yourself on your desktop, and you'll be able to see firsthand just how disturbing this gets. And if you're thinking that this is because we are doing, you know, controversial topics and in the age of disinformation and conspiracies, dangerous conspiracies, you know, perhaps there is some sort of limiting of information. But hang that thought, because this is going to become far more interesting in just a second, and especially to those of you that think this is a Google issue. So here we are, page 44, and same thing happens down to just a few hundred other results. And as you see, we're on mainstream articles, NPR, Politico. I mean, let's see here. So just go back to page 43 so you see that it's the same thing happening all over again. Okay, it is. So let's just type in something completely benign. I don't know. What's the first benign word that comes to my mind?
Banana.
Let's do pancakes, which I don't eat, and you shouldn't either.
Banana pancake.
You'll die early if you do. They're terrible for you. But here we go. 399 million results. Okay. There's nothing controversial or, you know, conspiratorial about pancakes. You can choose whatever word you want. But notice that we will again encounter the same issue where it will try to limit our results based on, well, hold on, hang a second here. Now it's going to do it, I believe. So here we are, page 23, 220 results. But again, the same thing happens, right? So, okay, no big deal. Let's just go through the motions again. We're still at 399 million results. And bear with me. This will only take a couple seconds. I'll scroll as fast as I can, because you need to see firsthand exactly what happens with your own eyes, so you can understand that there is something happening on all the major search engine platforms to control information to the masses. And again, like I was just saying, this is not just a Google thing, because bear with me, I'm going to show you the next largest search engine in just a moment, and I want to show you how far this goes in. Okay, we're at page 34, still 399 million. It's only take another second. And if some of you are thinking that, okay, I see where he's going with this, it limits itself once it gets to about four dozen or, all right, hold on. Here we go. 42, page 42, 415 results. And like I was just saying, if some people are going to say, well, you know, who scrolls 40 pages in? Not many people. But I can tell you that here's an interesting fact, that on page one, down to the 10th result, only 2.5% of people click that far. But okay, so here we go again. Pancakes just drops off the face of the planet on page 42, 415 results. Guys, I don't know when this started happening, but it was not always like this. I remember vaguely remembering seeing people make videos about certain topics and going a few hundred pages, even a couple thousand pages into Google to see what comes up. There was pages still there and information to be found. It wasn't always like this. I do not know when this went into effect, but something happened here. Now, like I was just saying, this is not just limited to Google. So let me go to Bing, which is garbage. I don't use them. But let's just do the same thing all over again. All right, so we got 2.9 billion results. And as you can see, it doesn't let us click as far in. But bear with me, this will only take a second. And let's see here. It dropped down to 1.3 billion results, but that's okay. I'm not going to complain. A billion results is more than I can entertain. But wait for it. Wait, what happened? What? What's this? Let's go back. So we were on page 13. And then when you go to page 15, donezo. So let's go to page 14. Okay. So we're on 175 through 185 results out of 1.3 billion. As you can see, we've got various articles showing up here, some YouTube videos, some .edu's, and it just goes away, guys. Gone. Here, let's do pancakes over here just so you can understand. Oh, I spelt it wrong, but that's okay. We'll have it fix it for us. Okay, it doesn't say how many results there are, but it'll show us on the next click over. All right, so 77 million results on pancakes. Let's keep going as fast as I can. And I know this is a little tedious, but it is worth it so you can understand exactly what's happening here. So, wow. Okay, so what page was that? I wasn't even looking. Same thing. Page 15, 13 to 15. 14 works. As you can see, you got some wonderful articles on pancakes. So, okay. Let me show you a few things here. First of all, where I had heard of this was from a friend that sent me this wonderful YouTube video and call, or excuse me, channel called Truthstream Media. And I've been following them for a while, and they had made a video on this that I was not aware of, which is, find it right here. Hold on. Okay, so here we are. Forgive me. So where did the internet go? You need to watch this video. It covers the same thing I just did, but in far more depth. And as you can see, it's got 100,000 views, but this is 3 months ago. And this should have way more views. And this wonderful channel creator, she makes outstanding content. And it's funny. As I was looking through, I'm like, where have I seen this channel? It's been a while since I've seen their videos. And when I clicked on most popular, which is what was open, wow. If you saw my recent video on the ancient conspiracy involving the destruction of Iraq, you would notice I played a clip of this. However, the clip I showed you was from a little channel that has like only a few hundred views, because when I was trying to search this into YouTube, I could hardly find anything. And then all of a sudden, this video with 13 million views made 7 years ago was buried and beyond any type of way of me finding it. See, this is another example. Even though I wasn't Google searching this or doing it on Bing or anywhere else, even YouTube itself is burying things, because you got to keep in mind that Google and YouTube is the same company owned by Alphabet. Bing is Microsoft. And I don't know exactly when it started. It was a year to 2 years ago or so, where the YouTube recommended videos that show up in the, you know, the queue on based on whatever topic you're looking at has changed drastically and for the worst. So YouTube announced that they were going to crack down on conspiracies and dangerous content and all that stuff and keep people from going down these dangerous rabbit holes, right? But I've talked to many people about this, and it's only gotten worse. They start recommending videos that have nothing to do with the topic, and it's pretty much just bores the hell out of you. Like, you just give up. In other words, what they're doing is that if you are not specifically looking for certain information, whether it's typing in on Google or YouTube or anywhere else, you're not going to find it. And I know what some people are going to say, like I mentioned a moment ago, like, well, you're not scrolling 40 pages in. Well, it doesn't matter, because they're just keeping you in a little Truman Show box. And go watch that Truthstream Media channel and video, because they make an interesting argument about that, which is that they're just keeping us all in a little box here, guys. You have your, like, say in the case of the climate change, people are saying, yes, us humans are destroying it. And you have other people saying it's natural, but they keep each party, because you're wondering, like, how can people be so divided on this topic? Well, anything that they're searching, guys, are keeping them in their own little hole of, like, thinking that they're right, and these people over here in their little hole thinking that they're right. So this channel that I was telling you about, Truthstream Media, they make an outstanding argument, which is that back in the early days of the internet, it was like the Wild West, but in a good way, and that if you search something in and you type in exact words, it would come up. But now you have to be very, very specific, otherwise you'll never find a different point of view. So I was born in 1984, so I'm 38, and I was high school class of 2002. So these were like the pioneer days of the internet. I mean, I remember when AOL was a thing, Alta Vista, Yahoo was like, I mean, Yahoo's still around, but it's, who uses Yahoo? But anyways, and guys, I can tell you, and other people that are similar to my age know exactly what I'm talking about, that things have changed so dramatically in the last, let's say, handful of years or so, where the controlling of information has increased so greatly that it is ruining it. And I know what some people are going to say, because they're not aware of why the freedom of speech is so important, but they'll say, well, yeah, we got to stop dangerous ideas and conspiracies from going around. I got news for you. For the last several decades, there's been conspiracies and everything was fine. The world went round and round in a circle in a wonderful way, and people had access to all the information they need, and everything was fine. And all of a sudden, people are pretending like there's this issue involving freedom of speech and that, like, trying to convince you that it's not a good thing. The only thing dangerous, there's nothing dangerous about sharing ideas and discussing things. The only thing dangerous is withholding information from you that it provides you from having a complete and total perspective on what the truth may be. If this was totally benign, there'd be no reason to hide the truth from people. So that being said, I've shared what I wanted to share. Experiment with this on your own. I highly recommend that you share this with everyone you know, because everyone you know uses the internet, so this applies to everyone. And the implications of this are significant. This is just one little way of people being able to see that, maybe there is something going on involving the sharing of information to the masses. So with that said, I'm going to close this up. My name is Jimmy Corsetti. My channel is called Bright Insight. Leave a comment and share what your thoughts are on all of this, and hit the like button and subscribe as well. Like I mentioned in my prior video, I'm working on my next video on Atlantis, which I'm quite excited about. But once I saw this, this is all I could think about. This is something that has to be shared immediately, because this is something that everyone needs to know about. So all of that said, I'll close it up. Share your thoughts on all of this and share it with other people. But that said, my name is Jimmy. Stay tuned for my next video. Take care, everybody.
Oh, never take any cares. They hang you down and you can't get anything done if you're hanging down. All right. So, yeah, that's just something else, ain't it?
America is not divided by race, color, gender, sexual orientation, or socioeconomic status. America is divided by the wise and the fools. The fools divide themselves into race, color, gender, sexual orientation, and socioeconomic status. So stop being a fool, turn off the TV, and be wise.
Seriously. It's basically all it was, right? Like, how the heck? Damn right craziness, I tell you.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. On Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Transcending time and space, let us take you to the place inside your mind where thoughts divide and mysteries unwind. Join us every Monday evening right here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And you will catch the Fenton Perspective with our great host, Lorian Fenton. Come listen in as she shares her amazing stories from the past to present, along with all of her guest secrets to the future. That's the Fenton Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. The time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener supported radio station on the planet, not giving up. Revolution Radio. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
We'll see what happens. Oh, my goodness gracious. What to do, what to do? Pray. That's all I can say. Every thought I think, I try to put it in a positive manner, no matter how negative it was that I heard it. Oh, my goodness. But a lot of people aren't going to listen. A lot of people just aren't going to care. They're just not going to care. They're just not going to care. Very sad. Almost as sad as this. Let's see. Okay, no, I wanted it at the beginning. All right, here we go.
Oh, well, when I saw the State of the Black Union, Dick Gregory really moved me and a lot of my friends. I show it to everybody that comes over the house, especially white folks, because they need to hear that, you know, so that they know more about all of us, because what he said affects all of us. He said something that really hit home about this phenomena of chemtrails. And, you know, when I was a kid, I used to see these trails in the sky all the time. And so that's cool. A jet just went over. And then you started to see a whole bunch of them. And the next thing you know, everybody in your neighborhood was fighting and arguing, and you didn't know why. Okay? And you really didn't know why. I mean, everybody was fighting. So he started riffing about the chemtrails. And he started to say things that hit home so hard. And I would recommend that everybody try to get what he said online or wherever and try to get a copy of it and just listen to it. Because I was so moved that I had to write the song.
And then when you leave, with all the hassle, can you have that love?
Love.
I'm so tired of you black folk walking around looking all evil like that's going to change something. Looking all mean and talking all crazy. Let them tell you about your children. If I sit here today and these are all white folks and they're putting some sleeping pill in my water and I sit up here and doze off and go to sleep and everybody told in the world, niggas is lazy. They tired. No, that's because you too naive enough to know what they putting in my water. Okay? Your children ain't violent because they black. They ain't violent. Most people in the world live in a ghetto. They don't kill people. What are you putting in my malt liquor, white boy? What are you putting in? Huh? Hear me. And it's your fault, too. Malt liquor is made by white companies, but only sold in black neighborhoods, and you ain't checked it to see what's in it. Huh? How much lead are you putting in my neighborhood? Lead affects my thinking capacity. Lead is only one thing on the planet more dangerous than lead, and that's manganese. Manganese will make you kill your mama. And let me tell y'all something. If you want to see the largest homicide rate in the world, it ain't in no black ghetto in America. It's a little town in Australia where them white folks' homicide rate is 200 times what their population is. And that town just happened to be located across the street from a manganese plant.
Sit back down, Dick. Don't lose that mic. Yeah.
That town is located across the street from a manganese plant. How much manganese are you spraying in my neighborhood at night while I'm asleep? How in the world can a 9-year-old child find a heroin man, but the FBI can't find it, and you gonna tell me that's a black thing? Y'all crazy? What is this about? These are the things that need to change while this brother and sister's on their way to the White House. And when you see Hillary and y'all see Brother Barack, thank him for me. And you white folks need to be thankful. Because if y'all had a brother like me, y'all would really be in trouble. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Okay?
Ladies and gentlemen, Dick Gregory.
I was so moved that I had to write the song. The other thing is the first line of the song says I was born on the same plantation in the United States of the red, white, and blue. And we live in a place now that feels just about like a plantation. We're all indentured servants. You know, when I found out there were 8 presidents before George Washington, I wanted to smack somebody. You know, I wanted to know why I was taught otherwise.
Right.
Just tell me the whole story. I'll fill in the blanks. But don't tell me something that you think I'm supposed to know.
Since we mentioned Dreamer first, tell me about Dreamer.
Seriously, that's all. Just simple. But no, Obama's not a brother. He lives with the white side of himself. He doesn't care about the rest of happens at all. Nope, the first time I saw his picture, his face, I flippin' saw the devil literally showing up in his place, the demon amongst us. because that's what they wanted, and that's what we got. But, oh, because he was black. Well, that don't make his soul good. That doesn't make him basically, what do you call it? It just doesn't make him right for the job, and it didn't. Shovel-ready jobs? No, we didn't get anything fixed from that man. Nothing got fixed from that man.
In the media, heavily politicized, it almost always comes out right afterwards how utterly provocateur it was.
Are you getting paid right now?
Yeah, we all getting paid for this. Yeah.
How much are you guys getting paid?
It's like $60 per head. I mean, basically, we are all the people who are like out of work right now, who are on the bench, who haven't been out of work for about a year or two, something like that. So, yeah.
They just found you guys?
Nah, it's a list. It's a list.
How is paid for by billionaires like George Soros?
A city council meeting, candidates' town hall, protests, these political events rely on public input. But what if those concerned citizens were not for the cause, but were there for cash?
I'm just a concerned citizen coming up here and speaking to you.
But he's not. He's a self-described struggling actor from Beverly Hills who goes by the name of Prince Jordan Tyson. And he now believes he was involved in a secretive new industry where actors are hired to try and sway public officials.
You give the grant, guess who's responsible?
Some of those lines, he says, were scripted by this guy. Recent UCLA graduate Adam Swart and his business Crowds on Demand, which will stage rallies and demonstrations for almost any candidate or cause.
And it just happens again and again and again. And right now we're coming up on the 50-year anniversary of the Detroit riots, which are considered some of the worst riots that has happened in modern American history. And while the media is busy telling everyone that race relations are just as horrible today as they were back then, they're going to leave out a huge part of the story. If you look back at what was actually going on during these horrible riots, it turns out they look just as provocateur and agitated as the ones we're seeing today. So this is back in 66, which is the summer before the Detroit riots, because they had riots during the summers. National Guard was getting called out in 66. This is July 66, and they were given shoot-to-kill orders in some cities, like in Chicago. It was that bad. And there was a huge riot in Cleveland also, where they had to call out the Guard. And towards the end of that month, after all these riots happened, you had a Democratic senator come out from Ohio and say, all of these riots are actually part of a national conspiracy that's being executed by experts. He didn't mince words on that. He straight up called it a conspiracy. It was only a couple days later that one of the riots was charged to white supremacists. Keep in mind, this is before COINTELPRO supposedly officially started, which would have been in August of 67. But it looks really familiar, doesn't it? 3 days after the senator came out and charged a methodical national conspiracy to start these riots, the attorney general went on television, which was a really big deal back then because there were only three channels, and anyone who goes on television, that's like a word on high to the American people, right? He went on television and he said, there's no organized single conspiracy, there's no masterminding plot, there's no evidence of any of that, there's nothing to see here. Everyone go back to sleep. But a lot of people didn't believe him. And a week later, the House added a special clause into the Civil Rights Bill that would make it a federal crime to cross state lines and take part in or start a riot. Because that's what was happening. People, the same kind of thing you see today was happening back then. Not even a week after that, a grand jury came out and said the Cleveland riots were actually a conspiracy involving communists and professional agitators. At the same time that that was going on, the representative from Ohio's 20th district came out and called for a congressional investigation into the riots because they believed they were professionally agitated. By the time you get to Detroit the next year, and this is a timeline of the Detroit riots in 67 from the Detroit Free Press, hey. All you have to do is read the first two events on the timeline, and it sounds provocateur. So on July 23rd, you have this place called the Blind Pig, but it was also the United Community League for Civic Action, and it was under surveillance. And at 3:35 a.m., you had an undercover police officer slip into there, and 30 minutes later, they just started rounding people up in there, 85 people, and loaded them into patrol wagons. keep in mind this is at a very heated moment politically for the country. It's in a predominantly black neighborhood. Does it not sound provocateur to you? So they just went into this place, the United Community League for Civic Action, and started rounding people up. Well, that pissed a lot of people off, and that's what started the riots. It wouldn't come out until several years later that the CIA was actually not only giving intelligence training and riot gear and training in surveillance and counter-sabotage to local police departments in all of these areas where these things were going on, but it also came out that Army intelligence units were politically spying on American citizens during that time. This article right here is from 1970, and it says, a mounting controversy has been touched off by the charges that Army intelligence units undertook political surveillance of several hundred Illinois residents, including political leaders as Senator Stevenson and ex-Governor Kerner. And that's just in Illinois, and that's just what came out. Who knows what all was actually going on, but Army intelligence units were spying on American citizens. And then by the mid-70s, when all the church committee stuff was coming out, then it started to roll out, oh, by the way, the FBI had infiltrated all of these protest groups. The CIA admitted they infiltrated all the anti-war groups, all the civil rights groups. I mean, all the way up to the feminists and even church groups. Knowing that, when you then go back and look at things like, oh, I don't know, the fact that President Johnson put together a riot commission because of the charges of a national conspiracy, in 1967 he formed a riot commission, and he put an ex-CIA agent, it's a total joke. Obviously it's Johnson, so it's a total joke anyway, but that's not the point. Also, I found it kind of interesting that when I was looking at these documents, I found this sanitized copy, declassified in part of this news article in the CIA's files. There's something whited out up here, and there may have been other pages, but they didn't include them. But it specifically has to do with the Cleveland riot, and it talks about how there were undercover policemen as members of the Communist Party and other affiliated organizations in Cleveland, and they claim they didn't know anything about any riots or anything like that, but they were definitely there. And they said, we didn't know anything about anything, we have no comment, and all of our information's classified. The point is, why would the CIA have a sanitized copy of this particular article, not approved for release until 2013, having to do with undercover police infiltrating groups in Cleveland at the same time that a riot had just occurred that a grand jury found was provocateured by professional agitators all the way back in 66. So that's been the protocol since the 1960s, and that's the same protocol you see today. Propaganda and infiltration and paid agitation, and it's all the same stuff. As long as we're not coming together, united, to stand against the corruption that has taken over this country, it doesn't matter what president they put in, it's the system itself. It's a well-oiled machine. What has really changed again? Are we still in the never-ending wars? Yes, of course we are. Do we still have a burgeoning police state that now has a huge advocate in the White House, even bigger than Obama was? It doesn't matter, though, because it's the same agenda going back to the Bushes and the Clintons and even past that. It's the same agenda, and it just continues. It doesn't matter who the president is. I wish people would get that, at least get that much.
Right.
They may have a few token things that you like, but ultimately the same agenda always continues. We're still at war. We still have a burgeoning police state. Economically, what has really changed? Not a whole lot. The can will just continue to get kicked down the road, and the problems will just continue to get blamed on the previous administration, because the agenda itself will not change. But as long as they can keep pushing our buttons and keeping us fighting amongst ourselves, then they can ensure that any legitimate protests and the real problems that we all face together, regardless of race, religion, sexual identity, all the stuff they're trying to get us to fight about right now, will be quashed, and that the corrupt status quo will continue.
Isn't that something? I mean, honestly, what the hey?
Anytime you see a protest today,
there we go.
It's heavily.
I just don't want to change the page. It's not always easy to get the page back. No.
Hey, this is Brian again. Welcome back to the High Impact Flicks channel. I just want you to think about something for a second. The same administration that just raided Donald Trump's home for old nuclear information hired this person to oversee the current nuclear information.
Oh, God.
What in the hell is going on?
Roll the intro. Hey guys, before I get into this video, pretty much everybody knows that my link is in the description. Now let's get to the video.
Today, the American people won, and the special interests lost, finally. With the final passage of the Inflation Reduction Act in the House of Representatives, the American people are going to see lower prescription drug prices, lower health care costs, and lower energy costs. And big corporations are finally going to start to pay their fair share. Those that are paying $0 in federal income tax will now have to pay a minimum tax. And America's going to take the most aggressive action we've ever taken in confronting the climate crisis and strengthening the energy security of America and the world, quite frankly. Big drug companies, they spent nearly $100 million to try to defeat this bill. And yet every Republican in the Congress voted against the bill.
This can't be Biden talking.
Against lower drug prices, against lower health care costs, against a fair tax,
like his mask,
against tackling the climate crisis, lower energy costs, and good-paying jobs. And by the way, in the process, we reduced the deficit as well. This is a historic moment. The Democrats sided with the American people, and the Republicans sided with special interests. That's the choice we face. Whether we protect the already powerful or have the courage to build a future where everybody has an even shot. That's the America I believe in. And today, we've come a step closer to making that America real. You know, there is nothing, nothing beyond our capacity, nothing we can't do when we remember we are the United States of America.
No, your corporation that you're...
In truth, all you can do is find false, drop it, and get rid of it. And eventually, when you can't get rid of any more false, what you're left with is the truth. How much false can you find? And there's lots in history. And I was looking around the internet and came across the images of the 1893 Chicago World Exposition. And it blew my mind because it looked like ancient Rome in the middle of downtown Chicago. And as I looked at it further, well, here's another one in Philadelphia. Here's another one in St. Louis, in Buffalo, in San Francisco. And then as soon as they were done, they tore them all down and threw them in the garbage. That just told me there's something wrong with all of these. The story of the expositions is a gigantic lie. And I think it's so huge of a lie because I think they're right at a bridge point when so many things about the 1800s that seem strange and weird, right as this sort of period ends of unbelievable strangeness, and all of a sudden these fairs spring up all over the world with impossible buildings we're talking about, which are colossal structures. Chicago built 700 acres of fair in supposedly less than 2 years. St. Louis built 1,200 acres of exposition buildings. One of the buildings in Chicago, the manufacturer's building, would house 300,000 people. There's a giant statue in the middle of a lagoon. It was called the Golden Lady. And it was known as the Statue of the Republic. It was 65 feet tall. They say it was covered in gold leaf that have copper underneath, but others speculate it was actually made out of solid gold. So you're talking 65 foot high, potentially solid gold statue. We're talking giant structures and looking like ancient Rome with towers and domes and columns and the most fine ornate pieces to them in these record unbelievable times. Then as soon as they're done, chuck them in the garbage. Like Jackson Park is a swamp. So supposedly they had to drive down tens of thousands of wooden stakes in order to support the weight of everything. They dug out massive lagoons, lakes. They had a canal system that ran through the entire exposition. They also had an above-ground electric train. An electric train, well, where's the electricity coming from? It's running around the park. They had a moving walkway down by the shore. Not enough people are asking, where does this technology come from?
Just to frame it, if I'm not mistaken, the Chicago Fair was the first time people had seen electric light.
Tesla's the one who got the electricity contract for the Chicago Exposition.
At night, to see that city lit up in such a way. Again, Hathaway's 1901. We are told, whether it's true or not, the idea of being able to electrically do anything hasn't been around that long.
And this fair is bizarre. This is supposed to be Tesla's fair, where he managed to somehow move electricity from Niagara Falls to Buffalo for the fair. No one's really explained how he actually did that. And at the middle of the fair is a 395-foot-high electrical tower, on top of which, of course, is a female golden statue called the Goddess of Light, that this thing was lit up by, some suggest, 500,000 electric light bulbs. Again, when you look at the photos of this thing, it's just, where did he really get the power from?
I mean, think of what it would take today if you had a place with no electricity and no way to pipe it in, the generators that would have to be built.
For example, there's a building that went up for the Barcelona Exposition in 1888. It was claimed to be the fastest built building in the world, 5,000 square meters, capacity for 2,000 guests, 600 rooms, 30 apartments, and it was supposed to be built in 53 days. This is supposed to be a time of horse and buggy. The two-year building times are actually impossible unless the two most likely theories would be either A, they had a technology that they're not supposed to have, and it really was built in that time frame. Even if they built them, they had to build them out of marble and stone in record time, or the buildings were already there. They'd been there for hundreds or thousands of years, fixed up, refurbished, repainted, hence the term whitewashed, which is the term that was used for the Chicago Exposition, which was paint all the buildings with this brand new spray paint that they had just developed to spray paint all the buildings in record time, so you couldn't tell if anything was old or anything was new.
How long did these things tend to stay open? When they built these things, supposedly over 2 years, which is the narrative, how long were they there for?
About 6 months.
6 months for the public to come.
And then what was amazing, for example, in St. Louis, 2 days after the fair ended, they brought in a demolition team from Chicago with explosives and blew the thing up. They actually used dynamite to blow it up, and they say threw it in landfills. Things like the World Fairs shows there was a time in our past, and even not that far in our past, where humans seemed to be at a completely higher level. Human living and human knowledge were constructed into the buildings using cymatics, using sacred geometry. These fairs, they're so important to study because the history that we know right now as history was invented at the time these fairs were going on. One of their underlying nefarious purposes was to teach a historical narrative to the population that they were supposed to believe and agree with. And scarily, the world we're walking into today is in some way has its origins during the time of these fairs.
You ready to tell this nigga this shit, yo? Oh my god, yo.
Oh.
Later, Paul. Thank you for joining me. So the kids don't take
for listening to Revolution Radio.
You're going back in? There's still men out there. God damn. When I go home, people ask me, hey, Hoot, why do you do it, man? Why? Some kind of war junkie? I won't say a goddamn word. Why? They won't understand. They won't understand why we do it. They won't understand it's about the men next to you. That's it. That's all it is.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, number one listener supported radio, the printing press for freedom at a time when freedom is needed the most.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs, government corruption. This is